And the message today in our readings is not necessarily going to make us feel good, but rather challenge us. Because for most of us, when we come to Mass, we want to hear something nice, we want to feel good, and then we go out the door and we feel good for a while. We don't want to be told there's something for us to do. But today in the readings, Jesus is giving us something to do. Today, our readings are sort of like a time to get out of the nest reading, to get out of the comfort of where we are, and sort of like Mama Jesus pushing us out of the nest and saying, you're on your own now. Go out there. But what is Jesus calling us to do? We heard in our gospel, and it doesn't sound good. I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Imagine for a moment what God is really asking us. He's not just telling us, go out and give the good news to everybody. Last week, I took one day off. One day. Went with my mom and my sister. We went up to the Dells for an overnight. We filled our trunks with bags. I spent an hour trying to figure out, okay, I got to take this, I got to take that. And I remember that night sitting up in the Hilton, I didn't have my toothbrush, and I was really upset. I went for one night, and I didn't bring my toothbrush. And then I thought about these readings. I was going for one night, and I had a whole bag full of stuff that I had to carry. Imagine if I told you, I'm sending you all on mission to Los Angeles. You can't take your phones. You can't take your money. You can't take your credit cards. You can't take your little watch that tells you how many steps you've taken today. You go with nothing. How would you feel? And I'm sending you off to Los Angeles. I'm not sending you to a certain place. I'm just saying, go to Los Angeles and preach the word. Imagine the anxiety you would feel about that. Now, imagine in Jesus' time. In Jesus' time, there wasn't any 24-hour Walgreens. You couldn't go to the Pick and Save at 9 o'clock at night and pick up something for the morning. In Jesus' time, they had to travel by foot on dusty, rocky roads that were dangerous. And Jesus says, don't take your sandals when you go. When people traveled in Jesus' time, the main reason they traveled was to see relatives. And if you didn't have any relatives in your village, you had no place to stay. Imagine you sitting at home and you hear a knock on the door and there's three people there. Hi, we're from this city. Would you let us stay with you today? We don't even want our relatives to do that. Imagine that's what Jesus was sending them out to do. And then Jesus says, don't worry about it. You'll be okay. We'll take care of it. Was it Jesus' intent that to send his disciples out full of anxiety and dread? As we even think about that possibility? Is that what Jesus really wanted? Well, yes and no. He certainly doesn't want us to go out full of anxiety and dread. But there's two reasons why Jesus asks this of us. One is we are chosen for vulnerability. We are chosen people to open our hearts and to walk around with open hearts. Because that's the message we're preaching. We're preaching a message of unconditional love. And we can't preach it unless we have experienced it, and unless that is exactly what we have to offer. We are chosen to be vulnerable to each other, even at the expense of being cast aside. That's what God is asking of us, because that's the message we're bringing. We're not bringing some kind of intellectual, I want to give you some knowledge about how Jesus works. We're bringing the love of God to someone else. And the only way to do it is for us to be totally open and have nothing else around us. This is our message of love. The second reason is more human. Most of us know when we're being sold a bag of goods. There's glittery things, there's shiny things, there's fancy things, there's fireworks. There's everything to tell us that, why, you should buy this, because you need this, you can use this, you can have this. Look at all the commercials that we see. Our message of God is the truth. And that's what it is. It doesn't need to be dressed up. It's the simple truth of our reality. And if we know anything, we know when people are being authentic to us. So Jesus asks us to be authentic to the people that we talk to. He wants us to lead the lives that we're asking other people to do. Because we know that if I talk the story but I don't walk the walk, what am I doing? I'm not going to convince anybody about anything. So that's why Jesus says, don't have all this accoutrements with you. You don't need them. All you need is the message that God loves you. What does that look like? Obviously, it looks like it's not coming from a place of plenty. So our message to God is, believe in God and you will be rich. You will get everything you want. He will do everything for you. That's not the message that we're doing. And in fact, our message about love is not a comfort one on its surface, because it doesn't say you'll be easy and happy. In fact, Jesus says it. You will be like lambs among wolves. Sounds like a great deal. Where do I sign up? Why would we sign up for a mission like that? Why would we offer ourselves as lambs among wolves? We will be crucified. And that's the secret. We will be crucified when we do that. And isn't that what our message is? We will be crucified by offering the love of God to others. So where do we sign up for such a thing? Why would I sign up for a mission like that? Well, in our gospel, it tells that when they came back, when the disciples were sent out like that, and they came back, they told stories of joy. They told stories where serpents listened to them. They cured the sick. They said, Jesus, your power that you sent us with works. It worked. When we are vulnerable in our mission and we give everything we are in an open heart, yes, we will be hurt. But because we carry the power of God with us, we will be filled with joy. Sounds like a paradoxical thing, but it's true. And many of you who have done that, you know that that's exactly right. It's not our intelligence, it's not our wittiness that will save us and give us joy. It's our weakness and our willing to share it with other people that gives us joy. Our happiness lies in our imitation of the crucified Christ. And that sounds bad, but it's not bad. Because behind us is the power of God. Jesus says it this way, Do not rejoice because spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. St. Paul, in our second reading, started out with this. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. To which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. The reason we accept our vulnerability calling is because through our weakness, we show the power of Christ to everyone. And that's the truth that we're trying to share. So how do we do this? How do we practically do that? What are we asked to do and go out and do? The first thing to do is to listen to others. Paul Tillich, who was a theologian, said this, listening is the highest form of love. Listening is the highest form of love. Listening without judgment, listening without categorizing, listening without putting people down or up or figuring where you are above or below them. Just listening to them is the first step. We have to stop being offended by so many things. We have to stop being upset when somebody says something that we don't agree with. We got to stop being angry at people that don't think like us. We're persons of love. We're not persons of hate. We have to strive for connection, not division, every day with our open hearts. Second and finally, what's your story? Why are you here? How did God touch you in your life that you're able to go out as a lamb among wolves with the confidence that Jesus is with you? That's a part of your faith story, and that's a part that we need to share with others and be willing to share with others. Because in sharing our stories, God enters into the story. By sharing our life with others, the good and the bad, the weaknesses, the losses, the failures, we're exchanging ourselves on a human level. So first, we should listen to people. Second, we should find out who they are. What's their story? And then when asked, we should be willing to share our story from our hearts, how Jesus touched me from what I've done. Jesus is not asking us to stay comfortable. And today's reading, like I said, is kind of like Jesus pushing out of the nest. That's not a comfortable place to be. But it's a challenge by Jesus to do it, because that's our mission. At the end of the Mass, we say, go forth. The Mass is finished. The mission of us is to go forth with what we're doing. And Jesus says, don't worry, because he will be with you. And even though we're like lambs among wolves, Jesus says, don't worry about being a lamb. He doesn't say we'll be eaten by the wolves. He says, you will be like a lamb among wolves. I'll be able to find you among the wolves. So don't feel uncomfortable enough that you don't want to do it. It's okay to be a lamb among the wolves, because Jesus will take care of the wolves. That's his other message to his disciples. Don't worry, I'll take care of the wolves for you.